next time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman modeling.
Welcome. So last time we talked about Shelley, which was an AI designed to scare us with narrative, which it turned out that an AI isn't very good at. There's another one, though, that was actually a precursor to Shelley, which is called the Nightmare Machine. Nightmare Machine was designed to create scary imagery. And basically, it was like, the question was, can an AI learn to scare us, right? Can machines learn to make us scared? Which I was like, yeah, probably. And so there's kind of two categories. The Nightmare Machine was fed a bunch of information and then was given two tasks. It does haunted faces and haunted places. Now, the haunted places are not scary, right? You know, there's different styles here, so it's like haunted house. But that style, it just turns everything gray and makes, you know, these wavy lines and stuff like that. It looks very cheap and not scary. There's a style called Fright Night, and that seems to be like a very untalented artist creating Starry Night over various landmarks. Slaughterhouse is like, you know, bloody, crappy pictures that are wavy, which is not scary either. And Toxic City, which is pretty scary when you consider the state of the environment. Inferno is probably the scariest one. It looks like, you know, fiery red whatever. The Louvre looks pretty scary, because when you make that like a red, scary, fiery place, it looks like something out of Silent Hill. I'm sorry, I'm not terrified. I'm experiencing a cold, okay? But haunted faces seems scarier. And you can actually vote on the faces to help make it scarier. So I'm going to do that right now. And, you know, make the world a scarier place. So here we go. Face 1 out of 10. This looks like a doll with no nose and a cleft palate, except it went to the side of the mouth. I'm going to say scary. I can say scary or not scary. This looks like the Ring Girl or something. Not scary. Some people seem to think that's scary. I don't. This looks like a scary man in an alley with a smashed nose. I don't know if I find this scary. He looks like he's holding a penny in front of his eye, like he's got a monocle made out of a penny. I'm going to say not scary. I mean, I don't want to get beat up by this guy, but he's not scary looking. This guy just looks like a nerd from your high school with a weird smile. Now, this is like a deformed girl with her brain exposed and a line of stitching down her forehead and a mustache. I'm going to say scary. See, here's what's weird. I don't find these images scary, but I'm trying to think, like, if I saw this person in real life, and if I saw this person in life, I'd be like, that's noticeable. This just looks like a lady with a really dirty face. I don't find that scary. This is a lady with fucked up teeth, which is, you know, such as life. Now, this looks like a baby with no eyes and vampire fangs and a scar down its face. That's scary. This looks like just a fucked up looking guy, which isn't scary. This is looks like a monkey, which is not scary. It's very enjoyable. And I finish the Haunted Faces challenge. So now I've got a special haul of faces, which I can share on Twitter. I'm not going to, because why would I do that? I didn't know that was a challenge to do that. I feel like all these things are like market research of some kind that will come back to haunt me someday. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, well, I wish I hadn't done all those voting on faces back in Potoween 2018. My hubris, my desire to do Potoween 2018 overcame my my thinking, my smarts, my intelligentsia. And now they know things about me that I wish they didn't know about me. You know how, like, if you ever signed up for a psychological test in college, because it's like all the psych students had to do a test where they told you it was this thing, but it really wasn't that thing. It was really some other thing. That's what I feel like I just did. So that's the real scary part of that, I suppose. I like how a lot of this year's Potoweens are ending with, and that's the real terror of that, is now they're going to sell me some kind of inflatable raft or something that I didn't think I wanted, and then I buy, and I don't know why, because they know the key to my marketing heart. All right. Well, there you go. Say a prayer for my departed monies, I guess. We'll see you tomorrow. Ha ha ha.